Perhaps no company showed how the internet could turn sharing into a global phenomenon more than Napster. At its peak in 2000, tens of millions of people around the world used the service to trade music files. But it was never able to turn all that sharing into a profitable business. 13 years later, its story holds many lessons for the sharing economy, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Ali Aidar had just moved to Silicon Valley in the summer of 1999 when an old friend of his tried to lure him to work at his new startup, which let people share music online.
When I first heard the concept, I was very, very skeptical. I didn't think anybody would open up their hard drives. I didn't think that people would be interested in sharing MP3s or sharing music.
The big hit that summer was off Christina Aguilera's debut album. Aidar's friend Sean Fanning showed him how anyone could find Genie in a Bottle and other hits on his file-sharing service called Napster. Aidar was stunned by what Fanning had showed him.
Music is a very emotional thing, so when you're looking for something and you find it, you find somebody else sharing it, it's on their hard drive, you start downloading, you play it, there's a wow experience there. It was when I perceived that wow experience, I was ready to jump on board.
Aidar, a software engineer, was Napster's first employee. He was right about that wow experience. Napster spread like wildfire across college campuses. Tens of millions of students and teenagers around the world were swapping their favorite songs. A few months later, Napster was slapped with its first lawsuit for copyright infringement. Metallica sued Napster when their song, I Disappear, showed up on the file-sharing service before the band even released it. The band's drummer, Lars Ulrich, spoke out against Napster. Here he is on the Charlie Rose Show in 2000.
You've got the most extreme people sitting right now going, anything that comes through the internet is mine, and I have the right to it.
But artists were divided. Ulrich faced off against Chuck D of Public Enemy. Chuck D thought Napster was a way to get past the middlemen record labels so that new artists could get direct to fans.
And I just think that they will thrive off the new system as opposed to trying to beg on the old system.
But I'm not saying that they can't thrive on it. I'm saying that there's got to be a way to make people who want to retain the control of their copyrighted material happy, and in the same
At the headquarters of Napster, they were caught up in the success with fans, says software engineer Ali Aidar.
Did we, though, honestly feel that the labels would ultimately be interested in trying to find a way of making it work with them instead of suing us out of existence? Absolutely.
At the time, Ted Cohn was working as a consultant for the record labels and Napster. Napster had attracted investment money, and Cohn says Napster was convinced that it could change copyright law using what it called the congressman's daughter strategy.
If the congressman's daughter was using Napster and she showed it to her dad, and she then downloaded some Frank Sinatra music for him, he'd go, "This is amazing. Copyright law is out of date. We have to change it."
But even though the experience of sharing music was incredibly powerful, the congressman's daughter strategy failed. In July of 2001, a court ordered Napster to shut down, and it declared bankruptcy the following year. Other companies tried and failed to make file sharing work legally. Over a decade later, the old record labels are finally relenting and working to create legal file sharing services like Spotify, RDO, and iRadio. Today's sharing economy businesses look back at Napster and see some lessons. Nathan Belacharczyk is the chief technology officer of Airbnb, which lets people rent out their homes. His takeaway is that it's important to work with established businesses, in his case, the hotel industry.
We're more trying to take that approach where we think proactively and say, you know, here's the opportunity and here's how we what we can do to help you and your concerns.
Though this new brand of sharing companies is more willing to work with incumbent industries, it doesn't mean they won't fight, and they have a much bigger war chest of investment money to do it than Napster ever did. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.